You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money news and markets update for this Thursday, the 29th of August. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The Australian share market fell 0.3% today following a weak lead overseas. That's as investors appeared disappointed with AI chip maker Nvidia's more than $30 billion US dollar quarterly profit. Locally, we had Qantas and Kmart and Bunnings owner Wes Farmers presenting their full year results, mixed profits among them. Australia's biggest airline says underlying profit before tax, which is its preferred measure, came in at $2.1 billion. That's a significant 16% decline from last year's record result under previous CEO Alan Joyce. His successor, Vanessa Hudson, blamed lower customer fares and increased competition for that, among other factors. That says the company struck a pay deal with cabin crews, which could see airfares climb. Wesfarmers did well as bargain hunters targeted Kmart. Those results rolling in towards the back end of reporting season, which largely wraps up tomorrow, ahead of US GDP data due out later tonight. For more on that, I spoke with Damien Bowie. He's the chief macro strategist at Barrenjoey.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just a bit of a soft overnight lead. A lot of people are worried about what would happen with the Nvidia result, which came out after hours in the US and ended up being a weak result relative to people's expectations, which were quite lofty. And so our market's taken a bit of a tumble on that. Just in sympathy with the US market, really.
Yeah, we'll delve a little bit further into Nvidia in a moment. But first, I want to touch on corporate reporting season here. We've had Qantas step up to the plate today, as well as Wesfarmers and a few others. Who's hit for you and who's missed?
Look, today's actually been quite an interesting day because if you're looking just at the straight earnings results historically, there haven't actually been any major misses today. So everybody has either met or exceeded. It's really just been in the trading updates and some of the guidance where there have been a few issues. So, for example, with some of the miners, like, say, Min Resources, they've actually guided quite a lot lower or guided to much greater cash outflow from CapEx. If you're looking at a name like Wesfarmers, their trading update revealed a bit of softness when it came to Bunnings, a little bit of softness also when it came to Officeworks, and that spooked a few people. Given that the stock has become quite an expensive one recently. In contrast, if you look at a name like Qantas, Qantas has basically said that, look, we've had to spend a little bit more money to improve our reputation with customers and things like that. But as a whole, they're still seeing some fairly solid travel demand and they're still seeing some momentum going forward. So the stock investors haven't exactly known how to respond to that, but it hasn't been a negative response, I'll put it that way.
I mean, closing in a little bit more on this Nvidia result, I mean, you did mention that the result was a little bit weaker than expected. It's still a good result, though. So why are stocks so far down? And what does this say about the future of AI?
Yes, I don't think this is actually saying too much about the future of AI per se. I think it's saying a lot more about positioning. Markets, when they see a stock like Nvidia, which is up enormously this year, obviously, the bar for outperforming goes up and up and up and up. And across almost every metric, that result was actually a beat. Even on most of the guidance metrics, it was a beat, except for one very small detail when it came to revenues. So what's actually happening here is that obviously it's a very large company in the US. It's become so large that, people are equating market moves to Nvidia moves as opposed to the other way around. And I think what people are concerned about now is that you've got this concentration of money and performance in these ultra large companies, and they're a bit concerned because if they're really, really large companies, and if in fact they're now starting to represent the broader market, then surely they've got to be a bit more cyclical than not, particularly if we're going into a slowdown environment. So there's that angle. There's also the angle of valuation. So, although Nvidia has actually been able to generate significant earnings momentum, if you're not going to continue to deliver double or triple digit type numbers, then at some point the multiple expansion becomes a little bit unwieldy for investors that are value conscious. So I think that those are kind of the big issues. In the background as well in the US, there's a lot more concern now about companies that have got monopolistic power. And to the extent that that's a bit of an issue, and you've got this concentration of gains in a handful of stocks, say seven of them, then people are naturally going to be looking to get out of those seven concentrated large names into something a bit smaller. So I think for various technical and positioning reasons, people have been looking to sort of head to the exits on NVIDIA, even though it continues to deliver, what we would consider quite good outcomes.
Also in the US tonight, we've got GDP figures coming out. What are the potential impacts of this, and what are you expecting?
Yeah, so the potential impact is not too much, essentially. So the Fed has basically come out and said, look, we are now thinking this is the time to be adjusting policy, i.e., cutting interest rates. And that was a pretty bold statement that Powell put out last Friday. So he's obviously taking the view that inflation is on a path back down to 2% and that economic growth is not going to be in contraction or anything like that. So, in terms of the numbers, we're pretty much in line with consensus, looking for fairly moderate growth as opposed to recession. That's what all the partial indicators are suggesting. So I don't think it has a huge impact. Where it could have an impact is if you get stronger than expected results. So it's one thing to say that you've got lower inflation and tepid growth, and that's a bit of an equilibrium, and we can cut rates. But if you got into a different situation where actually economic growth shows signs of strength or re-acceleration, then maybe we have to start to question whether inflation really will come back down in a straight line, and that challenges the interest rate outlook. So the surprise is really if the data comes into the upside.
On the local front, we've got retail figures coming out tomorrow. This is obviously off the back of reporting season, which has shown widely mixed results. I mean, some to the softer side, others in strength. What are you expecting this to say about the economy?
Yeah, so the big question that people have to figure out is this balance between, after the pandemic, people had lots of excess cash because the government and stimulus had basically put cash into our coffers. And so the question is, has that excess saving from the pandemic been depleted? And equally, has the period of depletion maybe been pushed out by the fact that we've got tax cuts? So that's what people are trying to wrestle with. Now, when we're looking at the entire reporting season, as you pointed out, like there's actually some very mixed results. But if you do it on a capitalization weighted basis, well, obviously that's going to be very skewed towards companies like Wesfarmers and JB Hi-Fi. And actually, the results have been not too bad for July, which suggests that at least something is going right for the consumer that they would want to spend. There is a lot of research that's going out there at the moment suggesting that, well, maybe people will save the tax cuts as opposed to spend them. But the data, I've got to say, during reporting season has suggested that in aggregate, actually the consumer's been quite resilient. So we've seen some fairly decent retail sales growth outcomes from May and June. I'd expect actually a moderate sales growth outcome for July based on what we're seeing in reporting season.
Finally, Damien, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, so as going back to our original point, there's a lot of concentration of investor appetite into very large capitalization stocks that seem to do well when interest rates go down, whether bond yields or cash rates. And I think very clearly the evidence of the last month or 2 months is saying that, look, investors want to head to the exits on those trades. So if you're not in those large cap rate sensitive type names, you've got a little bit of opportunity to outperform. The market at the moment is still very, very concerned about China. The commentary that we've seen from companies like BHP and BlueScope and Sims and even Seek.com are telling us that actually we've still got some very, very real concerns about where China's headed. So what that means is that in the Australian universe, the large cap space involves a lot of banks, a lot of healthcare, a lot of resources. Maybe those names get a little bit more challenged. So in the large cap space, we think that it's still wise to be in telcos and utilities. Insurance has been a very crowded trade. It's much more debatable. We're still hanging on to that one, but admittedly, it is a bit more debatable. And then we're looking into the mid-cap space for anything which is sort of a bit more defensive or maybe exposed to the right cycle in the world, like, say, something like the US. Names like a Reliance or a BlueScope Steel or something along those lines might actually be quite interesting from a longer-term perspective. But by and large, the model portfolio that we're running is kind of defensive.
That was Damien Booey, Chief Macro Strategist at Barrenjoey.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.